Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. I am so happy that you decided to tune into Prophecy Alive. I am Roderick Owensby, your host, prophet, and seer. You know, every day, dear beloved, God has given us a new grace, one of the greatest gifts that we can receive, and we have received, is the gift of grace. This is a deeper spirit of God that takes us to the deeper things of God. You know, when you are living on one level, God will take you to another level. Once you get used to living on a particular level of faith, it is the Holy Spirit that will move us from faith to faith. You say, what kind of faith is that? God is big, and you know this, he's big. David said, no matter where I go, God is there. He even said, King David said, even if I make my bed in hell, God is there. There is no place in the universe that God isn't. So you must understand, when we have faith in God, that means God will take us to many places in him. Remember when Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you so. So I want you to understand that sometimes we read the Word of God, but we must allow the Holy Spirit to broaden our spiritual horizon. In other words, we must allow the Holy Spirit to take us deeper than the surface of things. I promise you, today is another day on Prophecy Alive, whereby the Lord will take you deeper in God. As a prophet, I'm not here to simply just prophesy things to you, prophesy places, and when God comes on me, I will do that with his permission. But I'm really here for spiritual counsel and exhortation. Many times people think a prophecy is telling them something that will come to pass. But I want you to understand that there are different levels and understanding of the gift of prophecy. And as I walk in, the gift of the seer, the office of the seer. Now listen, this anointing on my life is nothing new. God has done that through all of his servants, male and female. But the word of God says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. God wants to establish us in our faith. So many times we get faith, and we look at faith as a denomination. Many look at it as, I have faith in God, so I go to church. I listen to the word. I sing in the choir or what have you. But when it comes to having faith in God, this is supernatural. This is deeper than simply believing, because the scripture tells us the devils believe and they tremble. But when it comes to the believer, the blood washed, the believer that believes in Christ and his coming and his death and burial and resurrection, the scripture says he that comes to God, listen now, must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligence. The devils are not diligent in seeking God. They don't even seek God. They seek God to, as in the case of Job, they want to do harm. St. John 10, Jesus, our Lord, said, the thief cometh not but for to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And I hear God telling me tonight that God is going to chase your enemies away from you. But you must prepare, because there are many enemies. When you go through one warfare, many times you get it in another warfare. And this is why I'm calling for people that will pray and watch. Watch and pray. I'm calling for leaders and not simply followers. I love the fact that God is sending leaders, because leaders will pray. Leaders will seek God. Leaders will, they will intercede. I talked to a woman today, and she said, man of God, I'm praying for you and your queen. I am interceding. I sense the anointing that is on that broadcast. I sense that God has much work for you to do. And I told her, I appreciate that, me and my queen Katrina, because when you call, it is a covenant situation that's going on. And many of you have become partners, and many of you know that there's no gimmicks or hocus pocus. And a true prophet only asks you to do one thing, and that is, watch this, that you put God first. And God is speaking to people. I mean, God is surprising me and my queen. God is speaking. You know, when I came up, God would speak to people and they would respond. And now, because of false doctrines concerning finances, people only hearing people who they want to hear. But I am so excited, and my confidence is so strong in the Lord, me and my Queen Katrina. I thank God that there are people that are listening to God, and they are responding to God. If you want a big harvest, I promise you, you hear God, and then you respond to God. I mean, I'm telling you, I refuse to make God look like he's broke to anybody. Oh, it's been over 30-some years, over 40 years of ministry, and God be glorified. I give him all the credit, none to me. I do believe that people ought to hear God for themselves. I'm telling you, somebody is on the verge of a breakthrough right now, right here on this broadcast. Somebody is on the verge of a huge avalanche miracle. You hear what I'm saying, and you believe what I'm saying, and you believe that God sent me to you. I'm going to say it again. Somebody is about to strike it rich. Uh-oh, did I say that? Woo, but I had to. I heard it, and I had to say it. Somebody is about to have your prayers answered by the power of God. I'm looking at a 443 area code, and you've been listening for a while. God bless you, and welcome to Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, sir. This is Lance. How you doing?
Lance, God bless you. Did not know who this was. This is a great covenant son of mine. How is it today? I'm feeling the fire of God, Lance. I'm on fire. It's like somebody, you ever drive in one of those expensive cars and you can cut on the heat right under you, and no matter how cold it is outside, I can feel a heat. Glory to God. Praise God. Mm. How are you feeling today?
Everything. I'm feeling wonderful today. I've been feeling wonderful all week today, this week.
Awesome. Praise God. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was listening to you, and I received everything you said for my life. I don't know who you're talking to, but I'm going to receive it anyway.
There you go.
I just pray because in a few months I'm going to be graduating from graduate school. Just pray that I made the right decisions in terms of my career and everything. So,
Father, in Jesus' name, you know this young man, and you brought him into my life several months ago, and there's something unique about him. Father, he's about to graduate, and I thank you for guiding him thus far. I come into an alignment and agreement, and I decree and I declare that even the words that have gone forth out of my mouth concerning him, oh God, it is from you. Yah, I thank you, Yahushua, what mighty God you are, who you are. Take this young man and bring him, open the doors that he needs to be open, and bring him proper people into his life. Bring him the right source of information. And I decree that the word of God will be a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path, lead him to success. Oh God, do a Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of Lance's mouth, but Lance will meditate therein day and night. Lance will observe to do according that is written therein, and Lance will make his way prosperous. Self-made millionaire. He will do it. Oh God, I ask you to give him a divine energy. Who is coming into you now? If I were you, I would praise God. I saw you, Lance, earlier in my spirit, son, and you had both your hands raised up. I don't know if you have an earpiece, but you're going to have to catch it on your chin, but you got to raise both hands. If you can do it right now, tell me when you got them both raised.
They're already up.
Ooh, Father, in the name of Jesus, even as you showed me that his arms were up, I decree and declare that heaven's economy would suddenly fall on Lance, and that you're not a selfish God. When you spoke to Abraham, you were speaking to a nation. When you spoke to me and my queen, you're speaking to nations. When you speak of Lance, you're speaking to nations. I decree, God, that you would give him the wisdom to go into business, whether it's entertainment, whether it's, oh God, whatever area it's in, government, or I don't know, at this time, whatever door that should be open, open it. And whatever doors should be closed, close it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's here. It's not coming. It's here. You see, most people, and you that are listening, while I'm talking to this covenant son, most of you that are listening, you want God to open every door. I don't. Someone called me the other day and said, will you come and preach? I said, no. I said, no. It is not time. Praise the Lord. What the Bible say, go ye into all the world, not your world at this time. Hallelujah. That was anointed. So you have to know what doors to walk in, and some of you just walk in any door. You just got the itch. You got to go preach. You got to go pray. My God. There's some doors I just don't want to go in. Praise God. And then there's some doors I know that God has ordained for me to walk in. I'm telling you, Lance, there's a prayer that I began to pray, and ever since I prayed this prayer, it's been working. You know what that prayer is? God, send me to the people that need what you have invested in me. Glory. Come on, Lance. Praise God for that one. I don't want God to send you, Lance, where people won't celebrate you. Come on. Send Lance to people and send people to Lance that, because of the investment that you have in him, they need. When Jesus came, he came to people that needed him, didn't he?
Sure did.
And some folks don't think they need you, Lance. They're going to need you.
Mm.
Every trial that you experience is for somebody else. Isn't it amazing? Some people are just like, oh, my God, I'm going through. I'm just going through, Jesus. I'm just hurt. Well, shut up. What you're going through is for somebody else.
Mm.
Praise God. You say, I'm going through issues in my flesh. It's for somebody else. Praise God. I'm going through a trial in my marriage. It's for somebody else. I'm going through trouble in my ministry. It's for somebody else. You say, wait a minute. Prove it. Here is Moses. Don't start me. Glory to God. Here is Moses. God called him, and he's chosen him, and Moses was given away in a basket on the water. And his name means taken from water. Watch this now. Here come Moses, goes right back to Pharaoh, grew up in the house of kings, but yet God raised him and put him with the people of God that were poor and needed God. And one day God heard the cry of the people, and here's Moses keeping the little flock, the little sheep, you know, and keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. And watch Moses, bless God, glory to God. Moses looked up into a mount called Sinai. Watch this, y'all. Moses looks up there and he sees a sight. He didn't know what he was seeing. Something is glowing on a mountain. I got a word for somebody tonight. I know why I've been up this morning. I told my queen, I'm stirred up. Something is going on. Somebody is here. You need to get on that phone and call your enemies. And you need to call your friends. Call your pastor. Some of you have been listening and you're afraid to tell your pastor. Praise God. Well, if he's scared of you listening to somebody else, then he's not sure what he has. Praise God. Now, here is Moses. He looks up into a mountain, and he sees a burning bush. And Moses told his father-in-law, I got to go up there. I got to climb that mountain. Moses got up on that mountain, and the first thing God said to him, take off your shoes. Ooh, glory. Some of you are wondering, where's your miracle? You got to take off your shoes first. Some of you wondering, where's your new job? You got to take off your shoes first. Some of you are wondering, where's my wife? Where's my husband? You got to take off your shoes first. You can't pour new wine in old bottles. Some of you have been walking the same way for years. You've been praying the same way for years. You've been fasting the same way for years. It's time to get a new relationship with God. There's an old song. I'm under a new management. That woman was talking about a new love. It's time for some of you to get that fresh relationship with God. You don't know God. You know the God of your daddy. You know the God of your mama. You know the God of your church. You know the God of your denomination. But I'm telling you, get introduced to God. And when you really find God, you got to do like Moses. You got to climb some mountain. Some of you looking at a mountain of faith, and you want God to move it. God ain't moving every mountain. God wants you to climb some mountain. Your mountain may Some, your mountain may be your pride. Your mountain may be your church. Your mountain may be a fleshly issue. Some of you got a mountain, and you don't understand this. God said you got to walk up that mountain, but believe me, the shoes you walk up that mountain with, you will not return with the same shoes. Here's Moses. Watch this. Everything God was doing was not just for the children of Israel. It was for Moses, too. God had used you to win millions of people, but God is looking at you. Out there, some leaders, you're concerned about the folk in your church. You're trying to micromanage everybody's salvation. Micromanage yours.
Come on.
Glory to God. I'm loving on you. I love you. I love you. I promise. Lance, I'm going to get you off of here because I feel a prophetic word tonight. I love you. Praise God, I'm telling you right now, some of you are trying to micromanage everybody's salvation but yours. I know too many men. You're more concerned about the church than your wife. You're more concerned about your ministry than your wife. It's time. Listen, the greatest church that I'm pastoring is at home with my queen. Praise God. There'll never be a greater church than my marriage. God is raising up leaders in this hour that understand this. Charity begins at home and then spread abroad. Praise God. Praise God. I'm coming right back in a few minutes just to talk to you, the people of God. I tell you, if I was you, I'd fasten my seatbelt. Get yourself ready. You're coming out of that place that you've been in. Some of you are in a desert place. I'm telling you, coming out. You're coming out of that place of depression, that place of dryness of spirit, that place where you feel like nothing good is coming your way. You're saying, when is it my turn? When is it my time, God? Your time is as soon as you take off the familiarity. There's too much stuff that you've been familiar with. God is raising you now. God is bringing you out of that place where it's common. Come on. Every time I get to the place where I feel like I'm comfortable, I feel a shift. I told God, I don't never want to get comfortable with you. You ever seen people, they are too comfortable with their leaders? Praise God. Some of you are in churches and you know it's time for you to grow, but you're so comfortable with your leader. Y'all just kick it. Praise God. I ain't got time to kick it. It's time to kick the devil. Kick your faith. Start the thing. Get it moving. Praise God. I'll be right back to answer some more calls. Thank God for land. Praise God. Woo, Jesus. Father, bless your people. These are your people. They're not mine. Get the glory out of this broadcast. Get some more glory to God. All glory, Lord. Yeah.
Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide, and let your word abide.
Speak in my heart, Lord.
Come on.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear from you,
then I'll know what to do. I won't go on,
never go on. Praise God. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing. Somebody is pulling on my spirit tonight. I feel you. Your faith is touching my spirit. You know, Jesus was surrounded by a lot of people. And there was this woman with an issue of blood. Leviticus 17:17 declares, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Somebody got a life issue. And this woman made her way through the crowd and touch Jesus without anyone knowing but Jesus. Jesus looked at his disciples and said, somebody touched me. Somebody touched me. And I feel a virtue. Jesus, my God. I feel a virtue coming out of me. And the disciples looked at our great master, our God, Emmanuel, God with us, Yahushua, the creator. He voiced that this was divine virtue. They said, the disciples said, Jesus, you know, there's a lot of people around you. Everybody's touching you. Have you ever been in a place it seems like everybody's touching you? Everybody is around you. Everybody wants something off of you. But there's every now and then somebody comes along and their touch is different from the touch of the norm. And healing took place. A miracle is taking place with somebody. There's a blood miracle that is happening right now. In Jesus' name. I got a 919 area code. You're listening to Prophecy Alive. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, Prophet. This bless. Is Francis, and I just want to tell you, you're awesome tonight. You've really been in the presence of the Lord. I really relate to a lot you're saying tonight. I call in for prayer, and I thank God for you and your queen. I praise God for you, lift you up, and a lot of stuff you're saying tonight is really for me. Thank God. I can feel that anointing.
Ooh, receive it, Mother. Receive it. Oh, I love to be in the presence of the Lord, and every now and then, me and my queen, we steal away, and God began to show us angels. I'm telling God said tonight when I open my mouth, he said he will loose divine virtue, and I loose it on you. Mother,
I receive
now,
it by faith
by the
that
power
it is
of God. I loose it on you.
I receive
in
it right now.
Jesus, on your mind, on your body.
God.
He lifted you up right now. He said, "This you don't need another prayer concerning this." God said, "All I need from you tonight is a praise, Mother."
Hallelujah.
I command you to praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise.
Remember this for you tonight. God has fixed it. Everything, Mama. Everything. Anything that looks old to you, just begin to close your eyes and say, this is new. Whew, Jesus.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
God bless you too, Prophet. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God is so awesome. Somebody, there's a deliverance from cocaine. There's a deliverance from drugs. There's a deliverance. Somebody's coming out of jail in 3 months. You better hear. Somebody's coming out of jail, out of prison in 3 months. Watch what I take. Praise God. God seen you. You're a woman. You've been fasting. God heard your cry.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide. And let your word abide there.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
In my heart.
In your holy word.
In your holy word.
If I can hear from you.
If I can hear.
Then I know what.
Then I know what to do.
I won't go alone.
Never go on.
You know, the book of Esther, beginning at the 8th chapter, the Holy Ghost has been dealing with me concerning this. And beginning at verse 17, I want you to hear this word tonight. And in every province and in every city, wherever the king's command and his edict reached, there was gladness and joy among the Jews. Listen. a feast and a holiday, and many from the peoples of the country declared themselves Jews, for fear of the Jews has fallen on them. I want you to get this now. I want you to get this in your spirit. We who have been adopted, and the gospel and the truth of God's word has been opened, when King Jesus came on the scene, every time he opened his mouth, somebody was raised from the dead. Somebody who was sick with an incurable disease was healed. Demons were cast out because he spoke. The word of God declares, where the word of the king is, there is power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Listen to this, kings. Listen to this, kingdom people. The king rules by decrees that cannot be controverted. Everyone under the dominion of the king must act based on his word. Listen, based on the word of God and on the pain of severe punishment and sometimes banishment. Listen, Jesus operated in the world as king, ruling over sickness. Oh my God. God, make us king. Listen, when God made man, he gave man dominion over the earth. Man made the animals, gave them names. Adam named every beast of the field. He named every living creature. But wolves have crept in. This is when you get the abuse and slavery, and you get the Democrats, the Republicans. You get all of these things. I'm for or I'm against. And when somebody has any authority, they rather call them trying to be a king instead of understanding. You see, the wicked wants respect. The devil wants our worship. Well, Satan, you can't have my worship. I dare you to follow me and say, devil, you can't have my worship. So when God gave us dominion, wolves came in, and Satan immediately jumped on that dominion because Satan knew, if I can stop man from worshiping God, man will want worship from man. Hear this. Jesus came as king. And people, the religious people, were afraid of him wanting to rule over them. So they gave him a name, King of the Jews. Well, Jesus didn't come to rule over people. He came to show us the kingdom rulership. Jesus expressed his kingly anointing by ruling over demons by his words. He told his disciples, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Now, don't go get crazy now and say, I'm going to look for me a scorpion. I'm going to look for me a snake. Then you're crazy. Praise God. Paul, at one time, it was something that happened. It was an accident. He was bitten by a scorpion, and he shook it off into the fire. He didn't die. Jesus gave us power. He gave us authority to overcome all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Luke 10:18-19. Understand this. The greatest dominion that you and I can have is dominion over ourselves. Instead of mankind having dominion over themselves, people want to dominate other people. Husband wants to dominate the wife. Or the wife wants to dominate the husband. Pastors want to dominate the members. Get away from that crap. God has given us dominion over ourselves. And that's when you have the love of God. Galatians 5 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. There's only one fruit, but many manifestations of that fruit. The only fruit is love. Joy comes from love. Peace comes from love. Gentleness comes from love. Goodness comes from love. Faith comes from love. Faith works by love. Self-control works by love. Meekness works by love. Gentleness works by love. Goodness works by love. Love takes the place of the entire commandment. Once you understand that, then you understand the power of God. Watch this. I want you to understand this, people. God has given you kingly anointing. A kingly anointing where your words are. And this is why prayer is so powerful. Stop praying as just an ordinary person. You must pray as king. You must know that you have dominion, a God-given dominion, that when you decree and you declare, it must happen. We don't rule God. So you know prayer is not to rule God. We don't rule people. I know some people is so sad, and I've given correction concerning this. But I know some people, they use prayer as a weapon against other people. I've heard different ministers using prayer to pray evil against other people, prophesying evil to other people. That's witchcraft. That's not of God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, how can we speak doom to somebody else? God's not in it. We have the ministry of reconciliation. It is God's will that we use our God-given authority to decree life. I shall live. You shall live and not die. I shall live and not die to declare the works of God, and so will you. This power that God has given us, it is for us to crush the powers of darkness, the powers of the enemy, with the spoken word. Just like Jesus did. There was one time, there's a centurion, this man, had an encounter with Jesus, you see. And when he came to Jesus to heal his servant, who was sick unto death, I mean, this man was ready to die. When Jesus decided that he would come and heal the servant, watch this. The man had enough faith to say, Jesus, in other words, you don't have to come to my house. I've watched you in action. I've seen the power and the authority of your words. All you've got to do is speak, and it will happen. He understood himself. He understood that he was a man of authority. He saw Jesus as a man of authority. He sees a parallel between how authority works in the natural and how it works in the spiritual. This centurion man, oh, that we may have the same kind of faith. And he understood the spiritual power. In the spirit, he knew that he, Jesus, didn't have to be at his house. He understood that the words would travel from the lips of this great king of ours, Jesus Christ. And it will bring the same effect, this spiritual power, as though Jesus walked into his house. And actually, according to Genesis, the voice of God walked. Jesus sent his voice to the man's house, and the voice of Jesus beat the man home. And when the man got home, the word of God had already did the work. Praise God. This is a spiritual law. We don't see how these words will go into effect. You know, I've been prophesying things from my youth. I've been decreeing and declaring things that would happen in my own life. I'm seeing the results of these words. I'm telling you, when you begin to speak, God begins to hear your words. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know how powerful you are? I want you to hear this. The words, your tongue, was given for a reason other than eating, speaking, tasting. Your tongue is a faith organ. Comes from your stomach, an extension of that which you taste. And I want you to begin to know Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. We have to eat words, digest words, and then speak the word. Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Are you getting this? Matthew 6 declares, Jesus said, your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. Listen, Jesus said, watch this now. He said, I am the bread that came down from heaven, that if a man, if you eat of me how? Eat my words. What will happen? Life. Life. Phone call. I'm going to go to it. Praise God. I feel the presence of God. I have a 513 area code. Hallelujah. God bless you. Welcome to Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm just seeking direction. I heard what you were saying about Proverbs 18:21 about how life and death being in the power of the tongue. And,
Mother.
There's just so many things.
Mother.
Yes.
Mother, I don't mean to cut you off. I love you. I don't mean to cut you off. There is so much static. And I want the people to hear you, and I want to minister to you. I don't know whether you're on the cell phone, but can you correct that? And I'm going to come back to you in exactly 3 minutes. Can you do that? Because it's a lot of static. Okay? Stay on and yes. Whatever you have to do, but I'm going to come back to you in 3 minutes. Is that okay, Mother? Would you let me do that?
Sure.
Okay. I'll be right back to you in 3 minutes. Hallelujah. Bless that mother. I look forward to talking to her. Praise God. God will give her what she needs. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand this. This is so important. Oh, God. This is so important. Jesus, here he is. Look at this power. In St. John 6, he feeds the 5,000. 5,000. I'm going to read you this from the NIV translation. Listen to this, St. John 6. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed, verse 1, to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. This is the Sea of Tiberias. Verse 2, and a great crowd of people followed him, and because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up. He went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. Watch this. The Jews, this was a Jewish Passover festival, was near. And verse 5, when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? He asked this only to test him. Jesus knew what he was doing, saints, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Isn't this God? Isn't this just like God? Don't you know when you pray, God already has in his mind what he's going to do for you? There's no sense of trying to figure it out or trying to figure out how is God going to do this, how is God going to bring this to pass. There's not a such question that should be asked about God. How is God? Even the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, they said, listen, if God don't deliver us, we know he can. There's no question about how God is going to do anything. I'm in the process, me and my queen, and there's something that we know that God has already done for us. Concerning an edifice, concerning the cost of it. We are not worried. We wouldn't dare ask God, how is he going to do this? One thing I know, it would be the Lord's doing, and it would be marvelous in our eyes. Now watch this. Philip, verse 7, St. John 6, Philip answered him, it would take more than a half year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Watch this. I love Jesus. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's mother, spoke up. Here is a boy. Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many? Watch Jesus. I'm talking about a king's word. You have the authority, ladies and gentlemen, to decree a thing, and it must be established. Verse 10, Jesus said, have the people sit down. In other words, sit them down. I got to show y'all something. Here's Jesus, God in the flesh. There was plenty of grass in that place. Jesus knew it. He knew what he was doing. And God wants us to know what we're doing. So the people sat down, about 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves and gave thanks and distributed it to those who were seated as much as they wanted. Hear it? As much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the five barley loaves left over by those who had eaten it. Listen to this. When we learn the power of thanksgiving, we will see the harvest of souls. We'll see a harvest of finances. We will see the abundance of grace, financial grace, spiritual grace, grace for our bodies, grace for our minds, our health, our ministry. Grace through thanksgiving. If we could become thankful enough, God will perform things that will astonish us when we begin to give thanks. That's how abundance comes. People, it's when we're thankful. It's when we are thankful that God moves. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? I'll be right back. I'm waiting on the precious caller to call me back. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere. Don't be afraid. Press one. I dare you. Do you believe God to multiply your situation? Do you believe God to multiply your money even as your soul prospers? Do you believe God for an abundance of spiritual power? For what? Not for your sake, but for the sake of the kingdom. I have a 678 area code that I'm going to right after this.
waiting to hear from you.
Keep my heart.
Hey, that's what I want you to do.
Keep my heart.
Mm-hmm. Speak to my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Give me
your holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
well, praise God. Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Yes, I was the one that was just calling from the 513 number.
Thank you, Mother.
I couldn't get a good signal on that phone, but I was listening to you talking about life and death is in the power of the tongue. And recently today I was thinking about a lot of things that God had put on my heart, you know, such as trying to get a nonprofit organization started where I could feed the homeless, and also donating like a food pantry and a clothing closet, things like that. And I'm believing and I'm trusting God, because life and death is in the power of the tongue, according to Proverbs 18 and 21, that God would open doors for this to be available, and that he would lead me in the right direction. I heard you, man of God, when you said that, you know, we have to eat God's word. And so I do know that that's the very first step for me, so that I can begin to hear God more clearly. And I know once I do that, he will send me in the right direction. Also, I have a desire to put a book together. I feel like God is calling me to do this, but I'm not quite sure what kind of a book it needs to be, because I also do poetry and things like that. And I'm just needing for someone to touch and agree with me and to pray for me, intercede on my behalf, you know, so that I can get these answers from the Lord God, that I will be able to hear him clearly. He said that the sheep know his voice. So I'm just praying that my eyes and my ears will be a lot more sharper, so that I can hear God and be able to blot out all the confusion that the enemy tries to throw in my path at times. And that's just it. I'm just seeking prayer for that.
Father, this is your mother. This is a mother that loves you. And she called by faith, God. She called by faith, and I thank you, Father, that you hear us when we pray. I thank you that you have already answered her prayers. Even tonight, this dear mother, this anointed vessel of the Most High God, may I pray, Lord, for doors to be open that should be open, and those that should be closed, closed. I pray right now that she would not be a sidetrack, that her spiritual focus may become more keen, her discerning of spirits, and she will know good from evil. And I pray for the prosperity of her desire. It's so special to feed the hungry, to minister to those that are hurting economically and also spiritual. And Father, right now, thank you for her book. I thank you that it's already released in the spirit realm. I thank you for the word that will guide her to release it in the natural. These two desires, I thank you that you have done it. Father, I praise you. I come into an alignment and agreement along with my Queen Katrina. We will continue to pray and bless the Lord for her success. What is your first name, Mother?
Tamika.
Tamika, let me tell you something. Not only God has already answered your prayers, We're going to talk about it. It's done. Tamika, say it's done. It's done. And I thank God. It's done. And I want you to give me a call offline. I want to give you some information. Can me and my queen be a blessing to you to get this moving?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have my offline number?
No, sir. Can I get that number?
Oh, sure. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
I love this. You ready?
Yes, sir.
317-832-0131. And that's Roderick, R-O-D-R-I-C-K. My precious Queen Katrina is with a K. And Owensby, O-W-E-N-S-B-Y. You give me a call tomorrow evening. I don't know where you're calling from at this time. But you give me a call.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to talk about
North Carolina. Yes,
North Carolina? Okay.
Yes.
It's 9:05 here, so you can adjust the time. Call us tomorrow evening sometime. A good time to call us, because I want you to speak to my darling, my queen. Call us like noon, okay?
Yes, sir.
I look forward to your call. We're going to get this jumping off, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'll be right back in just a moment. Praise God.
Faith is the sense to have enough sense to sense Him. Oh, bless His holy name. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity.
Where are you calling from?
From Austria, that's a country next to Germany.
And you saw some numbers in the sky, am I correct?
Exactly, mm-hmm.
There were four numbers. Holy Spirit, my good friend, I want to say to you, yes, Father, the number four means complete. God is revealing to you a mystery. Your life is coming full circle. That which you have yearned for and prayed for is totally complete. And the answer is yes. God is doing something right now in the midst of that country. And it seems as though that you've been chosen by the divine hand and providence of God. He will use you mightily as a prophet in your region. So, Father, I give you praise. I give the Lord praise for you and your family. There's another girl. I don't know whether it's your sister.
Yes, it's my sister.
Your sister. Is all well with her?
Not really.
She is going to have a very personal talk with you.
Galatians says faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Get ready for supernatural breakthrough and invasion. vision of God's love. And now the word of God, given straight from God to the Apostle Roderick Owensby.
But I speak before. It's time for you to heal yourself. People looking for somebody else to heal them, but you have the authority to heal yourself. Standing.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
And being still.
Yes.
Watch this. And knowing that God has it.
Come on.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Watch this. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Huh?
That's right.
Demons uses human beings to carry out their dirty work.
Come on.
It's just like a person that is drunk. You cannot blame that person for what that person is doing at the time they are drunk. Because there's a spirit controlling them. And watch this. They are emotional.
Jesus.
Some people act it out in a rage.
Come on.
Some people become little babies. Yeah.
Come on. Thank you.
The ones you got to be careful of is the ones that act it out in a rage.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the liquor brings out the bitterness and anger.
Hallelujah.
But the part God put in my spirit so strongly is the wrestle.
Yes.
Mm. Jacob wrestled.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling is not bad, but it's important
who you wrestle.
Come on.
I don't mind wrestling to get the blessing.
That's what you see.
But angels, y'all got y'all angel that's sent to protect you, standing back, and you wrestling an evil angel.
Yes. Wow.
Evil angels in your family.
Wow.
In your brothers and your nephews and all those evil angels.
Jesus.
And y'all just wrestling, and here's one way that you wrestle.
Wow.
You cannot talk sense in a demon-filled relative.
Come on now.
And I don't care how good you can talk and run your mouth,
Jesus.
Shut it up.
Jesus. Come on.
Because you cannot make a demon behave
Jesus.
Because it's stronger than you.
Yes, God. Yes.
Don't you notice those demons that get quiet?
Yes, Lord. Yes,
especially if you win a debate.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the demon getting quiet. That's the body that the demon is using, tired. And then it rise back up.
Come on now.
You said, why do I keep dealing with this? Somebody here, you're tired of faking like you're happy.
Mm.
And I'm wrestling against those demons. People, begin to worship God. Begin to give Him your praise. I see a woman. The tears are many. But I want you to know that God is saying, it's time for you to stop crying and receive your miracle. Receive your praise. Don't mourn over something that God has allowed to be no longer in your life. It's a relationship of some sort I'm seeing. And I promise you that the miracle that you are expecting to receive, you have been prepared. God is getting you ready, like Esther. He's getting you ready for your king. God is getting you ready. And I want you to know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy has come. Joy has come to you now. I was looking as I was praying during the break, and I saw a man that came before my eyes. This man is about the age of 49, between 48 and 49. And I saw this man by himself in a church, and you were on your knees, and you were crying out to God, and you were on your face, you were crying out to God. And there's a hunger that is stirred up in you. You are a pastor. I can only see this in the spirit. I don't know you unless God gives me your name. And he does that from time to time, especially when people are not seeking for a sign. God is telling me that he's heard your cry. He's heard your prayers. You're on the verge of losing it all, but you've seen others lose it. You don't want to go down that road. You are so sorry. I'm going to tell you just that. 317-832-0131. 317-832-0131. And I'm a man that understands confidentiality. I understand my office. And I don't get my office confused with who I am as a person. And I love to protect ministries. I love to protect people who are anointed and people who are weak. God has made me a father. And I want you to know that I will protect. But you've been wanting God to send somebody to you that will talk to you. You're a person of renown. You don't have to be afraid of me. The Lord in me is great also. But I know how to keep my mouth. The Holy Spirit told me to do this tonight. I've had many people call me and they will never hear it because I don't believe in that mess. Too many people who are in authority gossip too much. Can't be trusted because you can't keep your mouth. If you're a major prophet, one thing you know how to do. People think I speak a lot of things, but if they knew half of the things I hear that I don't speak, it would blow your mind. But I know how to keep secrets. I have many. And I undergird and uphold me and my Queen Katrina. This thing is not growing because of me. I don't have that type of power. Power belongs to God. I know who I am, and I know who I'm not. I know one thing. God is. God is. There's another, and you're a woman, Pastor. You're going to call me, and me and my queen, you're going to speak to us, and my queen is going to bless you. She's going to bless you. I'm telling you, woman of God, you're surrounded by, to be honest, crabs. You're being pulled. I know what that's like. But I love the people that me and my queen, we minister to. But then there are people who pull, but they don't give. And I want you to know that you being pulled in so many directions, your nerves is just all out of control. You don't know who to trust because of the issues. 317-832-0131. I give you a vow. I give you a word. You will never hear from my lips, my queen, If you don't hear from us, and you won't, you don't hear from anybody. We thank God for the spirit of accountability. There's so many people that have called. And I would never abuse that authority that God has given me. You're just simply safe. Well, God is so good. I got about 15 minutes. Somebody wants to press one? Go ahead. There's some Nicodemus audience that the Lord has revealed that I have. I love you too. Don't feel bad. I know you're listening. And some of you are listening and you're judging. That's good. I love you. But the power of God speaks for itself. Be healed and delivered. This is your day, people. Come on. Start believing in what God has given you, man, woman of God. Teenagers that are listening, you know God has given you. There's a gospel group that listens regularly. And you're working on a CD. I see this by the Spirit of God. You got an opportunity of a lifetime. I pray for your success. Thank God for your eye. I thank you, Lord, for the success of this gospel group. I praise you for what you are doing in their lives. Many of you want to write me. Many of you have sown seed. Me and my Queen Katrina, thank you so much. We praise God for you. Someone God has spoken to you is a powerful seed. I want to, the Holy Spirit told me to give out my P.O. Box, Prophecy Alive, P.O. Box 2631. That's P.O. Box 2631, Kokomo, Indiana. That's capital K-O-K-O-M-O, Indiana. And the zip code, 46904-2631. Send me and send the kingdom of God. The ground is fertile. Also, you can email me. We've got so many letters that I read from time to time. You all that are emailing us, I promise you, there is an anointing that's falling during our prayer time. RO network at live.com. You email your letters. And I read several emails today that it was just so awesome. Email RO network at live.com. RO network at live.com. February is coming up. We've got some great announcements. We're going to be in Louisiana for 3 days. And I'll be letting you all know about that later on in the broadcast tomorrow on. And also in the month of March, the 28th, 29th, and 30th of March, make your schedule now. All of our partners, we want to meet our partners during our 3-day opening of the Gathering Ministry. You don't want to miss these 3 days. And I'm looking forward to meeting people that we've met over the lines. The Prophecy Alive partners, I have a special, something special for every one of you. You need to be preparing for that. We got some good hotel rates. Give me a call and say, yes, I want to be there. I want to meet your queen. You really want to meet her. My God, I'm telling you, praise God. She makes me look good, but I'm telling you, she's my queen. She is a queen without me. God just bless her to be my queen. Woo! You got to meet her. And our children, our grandchildren, and the Prophecy Alive students are coming. Much music. I mean, praise and worship that's going to just blow your mind. We're going to have a high time in the Lord, celebrating the opening. We're going to tell you more about that. If you would like to be a part of it, you've got to talk to us now so we can work out a lot of details. It'll be a good vacation for your spring vacation. You have my number, 317-832-51. I keep thinking about the radio number. Y'all excuse me. I could be a little slow. Again, this number that you could call me for more information is 317-832-0131. I think I'll go ahead and get me some announcers to take care of some things. 317-832-0131. I want to, Lance, if you're still listening to me, give me a call. I got some work for you to do. I want you to give me a call after this broadcast. Praise God, my son Lance. Also, again, prepare yourself for March 28th through the 30th. You don't want to miss this. All of our partners are coming. We have many calls that are coming in saying we've got to come there, and we want to meet you all face to face. A good vacation. Well, God bless you. I thank God for all of you, and my time is up tonight. I love you. Me and my Queen Katrina, we love you all so much. And stay encouraged. Keep this word in you. Stay on your faces before God. The best is here, and I promise you, it ain't over. I promise you, it ain't over until God says so. And I don't see God saying it's over. Do you? I love you. Well, bless God. I got a 919 area code. God bless you.
God bless you. Prophet, this is Joyce. And I'd like for you to pray for my chest and my arm.
Oh, I would be glad to. Joyce. Father,
yes.
Joyce called by faith. And God, your word even says, if any be sick among you, call for the elders. And God, by faith, I decree, and I first of all thank you that this issue in her chest will be wiped away right now.
Right now.
By the power and glory of God. Healed. 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 The body. You know what I see, Mother? Joyce, I see your blue artery. I see the arteries in your chest. And it seems like I see your lungs too. And I'm asking God, and I see God, I literally see God's hand going through your chest and operating right now by the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Jesus, for what my eyes see.
Thank you. Thank you.
Heal right now. Right. Father, we give you the glory for the miracle of Joyce.
Yes.
Joyce, the x-ray is going to show that your faith has greatly affected you and made you whole.
Praise God.
Here's something I'm going to give you to do before I let you go. I want you to take 8 deep breaths every day. I want you to inhale and exhale.
Okay.
Practice that for the next 3 days.
Okay.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I got a right now praise. I promise you I got a right now praise. gotta do is pray, God. I promise you. It's done right now. God bless you.
God bless you.
How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Valerie, and I'm asking for prayer for my body and for peace.
I can feel the power of God. And I waited a while. The Holy Spirit told me, don't go off just yet. Father, I thank you for your healing virtue that flows, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus. It flows to Valerie right now. And I thank you that all the ligaments and the nerves and the blood cells, they come in alignment with God's word. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, the blood that dripped on Calvary is being applied by faith to her body now. She confessed. She believes you, Lord. I know she's a believer. She's been serving you for a long time. Now manifest this total healing. Make her whole. Don't just give her healing. Mm-hmm. Make her whole. And Satan, get your hands off this mother right now in the name of Jesus. Mother?
Yes.
I see by the space of 10 years. By the space of 10 years, this thing been trying to work on you. But I see your victory. Something has shifted tonight, Mother. Something has shifted greatly for you in your body. The Lord's touching your right side. It seems that I see your right side, and the Lord is touching you.
Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
It's like an anointing of an evangelist I'm sensing.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not
thank
over.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not over,
Val. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, operate on that body.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Operate.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm loosing fire on you. This is a fire from heaven, and it's burning out everything in your body that shouldn't be right now. The fire of God goes into your body, Mother, and it heals. It burns out all that decay and the sickness and the disease. I command it so. I decree, and so shall my word be, that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall accomplish that which I sent it to do in the body of Valerie. And I command right now your body to come in line with God's word. You are made whole by the stripes of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Say, I'm whole.
I am whole.
I am whole by the power of God.
I'm whole by the power of God.
I see brown. I see brown. I see a cabinet, and there are things in that cabinet that God is going to cause you never to have to take again. You go to the doctor, you get your x-ray, and you call back. And you tell us what God has done, Mother.
Okay. Thank
God bless you. Mother, before you go, I command you to live.
Thank you, Jesus.
And not I.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. God
thank
bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Love you,
Mother. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yes.
Day It's almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight, no. You see, I don't want to ever look back.